Sugatsia for my friends at Casper. Years of research, hundreds of tests, thousands of iterations. The result? The latest and dreamiest in sleep innovation, including the new mattresses from Casper. Casper has done it again with all new mattresses. Waking up with back pain? Introducing Zone Support, Casper's unique ergonomic system designed to keep your spine aligned when you sleep. There's something brand new called Airscape, engineered foam layers with perforations that help regulate your sleep temperature. From bedding, bed frames, and even a dog bed, Casper has everything to build the dream bedroom for every kind of sleeper. I've been sleeping on a Casper mattress for years. I swear by it. Most comfortable mattress I've ever slept on. Anytime they have new innovations, I am in on that. And as always, free shipping and free returns. And now Casper is offering free contactless delivery. And as always, free returns. Go to Casper.com. Use code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. That's code Lebatard for $100 off your mattress order. Terms and conditions apply. See Casper.com/terms.
The Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio.
He's our caddy and yours. It's Michael Collins. And we were talking about the match yesterday, right? Tom Brady and Tiger Woods and Phil Mickelson and Peyton Manning. Big picture right here, Michael. What was your takeaway outside of the fact that it was obvious that Brady had never worn rain gloves?
The biggest takeaway from this is that when golf had the stage to itself, it shined bright. Mm-hmm. Even through the horrible weather and whatnot, I can't tell you how many people I heard from my next door neighbor who doesn't like golf at all, not even in the least bit, came out this morning after I was done doing my hit and was telling me how great of a time he had watching it yesterday on television. And if the point of these exhibition matches, the point of them, not only for what they did for charity, is to grow the game, then, man, golf won. Because think about it. Today is officially, we're 2 weeks away from the PGA Tour getting started again, from the Charles Schwab Challenge. And I don't know one person that after yesterday wouldn't be at least curious to go, yo, golf's coming back? I'll turn it on. Let me just see. Even though the golf that's going to be played is completely different. And I also think that people who never thought about trying golf saw Tom Brady and Peyton Manning hit some horrific golf shots and go, you know what? Maybe I will try it because I can do what Tom Brady did. I can hit a shank. I can hit it in the woods. No biggie. Like, so what? And they were all having fun. And I think that was the big takeaway for me, is that golf, the game, won, not just the professional sport.
Michael, do you think that this now opens up that can of worms, so to speak, in the sense of, wait a minute, maybe match three, match four, match five, we see MJ, Steph Curry, you know, Mahomes, that kind of thing? Because I think the general sports fan enjoyed seeing their sports idols, so to speak.
Yes. Yes.
But also those that are kind of human, because you know this better than anyone, buddy. You and I have talked about it. Golf humbles the greatest athletes, because it doesn't matter if you're bigger, faster, stronger than anyone. And Tom
and that's
Brady
why
proved
they all
that,
end
and
up
I think
there.
That's why it was engaging.
Yeah, and that's why they all end up playing golf.
Yep.
That's why golfers, celebrities, musicians look at golfers the way golfers look at them. But it's across the board. And the beauty of that situation is when this was all going down, Steph Curry's on social media like, I want a shot at these guys. And I get a message from Drew Brees' cousin like, hey, Drew just put something on Instagram and I want you to know he's serious about it. I'm like, what? Get in touch. And Drew Brees is like, hey, I got Sergio. We got winners. I get a phone call from Junior, Ken Griffey Jr., one of the greatest baseball players
in the history
of the game.
There we go.
And he's telling me, yo, text Brooks Koepka and tell him we got to put the baseball element on this and I want a shot at this too. You know, I mean, it was just everything about it and everything about how it was presented was so much of a win compared to the first one. This also made anyone who watched the first match watched this and forgot how horrific the first one ended up being.
It was so bad.
Because it was only Tiger and Phil, and because there wasn't any talking between the two of them, and because the guys that were on the course weren't engaging with them
Bingo.
At all. Like,
Justin
Amanda
Thomas
had
changed it.
Justin Thomas is like, I got bad news for him. When he tells the PGA Tour he's not playing, his phone is not going to stop ringing. Be like, all right, well, if you ain't playing, you could just do it from home. I don't care.
Yep.
Get out here.
Oh,
get
yeah.
on there and start doing it. And the fact that he not only was trash talking with the guys on the course, he told Charles Barkley, your fat ass couldn't dunk right now. And Charles came back with, you're not allowed to call me fat anymore, man. I'm going to call HR on you. And everyone watching is laughing because we understand the context that this is all going down on. I mean, Charles Barkley calling out Tom Brady and saying, I want a piece of you. And you could see Tom seething going, you know, I'm getting ready for football, Chuck. You know, and then when he holds out, And he's like, you can said what he said,
mm-hmm.
and kept going. And it was like, it was just everything that we could hope for. And now, when you think about it, it's 1-1. Phil won the first one, Tiger won the second one, and Mother Nature had a lot to do with the second one. But now there has to be a match three, even once sports are going again.
Yeah,
everyone at some point is going to be like, hey. Y'all find the time to do this again. And if you do it with Steph, if you do it with Drew Brees, if you do it with Ken Griffey Jr., do whoever you want. You bring whoever you want to, but we got to do this again because I think people got to see a side. The other big thing that was awesome about this? Think about this. When's the last time there was something that Tiger was involved in and he wasn't the star? You know
yes.
what I kept thinking? Tiger
yes.
played Seinfeld yesterday. Where it's his name on it, and everybody knows he's the biggest star, but guess what? It was everyone else who shined and had a great time. But Tiger wasn't talking any kind of big smack or anything
Michael,
like that.
Michael, I think Tiger enjoyed that, actually.
I completely agree with that. I completely agree with that. And one of my big concerns was the four of them in four carts, but then because they had the camera set up like that, it was like you engage with Tiger a little bit, and he was, you know, sometimes he was into it. When Barkley tried to get him to talk about a schedule, you know, and he did his Tiger Woods thing, it was like, all right, go, my partner needs me, but yeah, okay. But the rest of it with Peyton Manning and Tom and Phil, and like Phil and Peyton doing their commentary, and then Tom telling that story about getting rookie hazed by Drew Bledsoe and having purple feet for 3 weeks. Like that part was, that's what I mean. Like, that's the kind of stuff that we do on the golf course. Taylor, you
yes.
know this. What we hoped for, and I was hopefully pessimistic, but I wasn't sure it was going to go down, was
hopefully
that these
pessimistic.
Guys were, I know, how weird of a saying is that? But that's, it was like, I was hopeful, but because of what happened in match one, I was like, no, I don't think it's going to happen. Because these are four big corporate entities, and there's no way that they're going to put themselves in jeopardy. But at the end, they acted like four guys out there talking smack, and Mother Nature tried to ruin it, and she couldn't. And that was great.
All right, you talked about getting a text from Ken Griffey Jr., which, by the way, is not a small flex. But you brought
no,
up the baseball.
He called you.
I'm
what
sorry.
Are you talking about, Randy?
Let's
he called
up the flex. Okay.
You act like it was a DM.
Right.
He called him. Calm down over there, Randy.
No,
totally
man.
Fine.
Look,
totally fine.
He was
I want everybody
too
to notice,
in the garage.
Hold on. I want everybody to notice. Like, I don't say that as a name dropper. I want people to know, like, it still freaks me out, and I still get butterflies and go nuts when stuff like that happens because I still don't think it's real. When a big name comes across on my, like on my caller ID, I'm still like, no way. There's no, this ain't real. Like, come on, man.
Well, okay, I'm glad you brought up the baseball part of this because there are some baseball guys who can play, like Mark Mulder, John Smoltz. Mm. Like, there are guys who can get out there and play. So what I'm going to ask you, and I'm going to give you 4 minutes to think it over, maybe six.
Okay.
Think over, now that we've got Drew Brees throwing his name out there, throwing Sergio out there. I saw some other hands hands being raised on social media. So we're going to ask you.
I didn't see any soccer guys.
We're going to ask you to design, Michael Collins, your go-to. If you had to pick four names for match three, four names for match four, spin it on down the line. Come up with a foursome that you think would be entertaining, some decent golf, maybe some money changes hands. Okay, we're going to get to that in just a moment. For now, though, it is time for SportsCenter here on ESPN Radio. Washington Nationals World Series rings have featured D.C. monuments and a nod to Baby Shark. The champions unveiled their ring design Sunday in an event broadcast on television and social media platforms. A year ago, Washington went into May 24th. You're probably like, why are they doing this May 24th? They went into May 24th a year ago with a 19-31 record before starting that dramatic turnaround that led to the franchise's first World Series appearance and championship. Thomas Werner won this year's Iditarod sled dog race in March, but he's still waiting to return to his home in Norway. Werner and his 16 dogs have been stranded in Alaska by travel restrictions and flight cancellations caused by the coronavirus pandemic, the Anchorage Daily News reported on Saturday. Werner has 5 children and 35 other sled dogs. That is 51 dogs in all in Torpa, Norway. These days, it's good to be prepared, and that includes your vehicle. That's why Advance Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed, and also curbside pickup on any order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See more for details.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with GEICO. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
GEICO. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Foot odor throwing you off your game? Stick to a winning game plan with Odor Eaters, featuring 3 advanced odor and wetness fighters. The lineup provides long-lasting odor control plus more to keep your feet on their game.
Odor Eaters powder provides outstanding moisture control. Clear drying spray is the MVP in preventing athlete's foot, while insoles work continuously to manage wetness while adding a layer of comfort. Pick up today at Walmart, Target, CVS, Dollar General, or other fine retailers.
Odor Eaters. Destroy foot odor with the best in odor defense.
Don Lebatard.
Take a mental picture.
Okay.
I take a mental picture by blinking.
Yeah, that, so I blink. Just did that.
Okay, great.
Stugatz.
So you've taken a mental picture. Now.
Mm-hmm. Should make a noise, too.
Did you get it?
Yeah.
This is the Don Lebatard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
Taylor Twellman, Michael Collins, Randy Scott in for the guys. We've commandeered Collins' day, man. We've got him for 3 segments here. And...
Till I gotta start cooking hamburgers and hot dogs, we're good.
Well, now you're an hour behind where Twellman was yesterday. Twellman was flipping burgers about 11 in the morning, right?
Oh, dude. 11:15, I had a quarter pounder already.
Really?
Oh, I was up at 4:30, Michael, so I was like, you know what, might as well get started. It's 75 out, it's sunny, I just played 18. I was like, I'm hungry. Well, there you go. A nice little cheeseburger at 11.
Let's get it. Yeah, feeding me.
It's never a bad time for a cheeseburger.
All right, Collins, I gave you a homework assignment, our ESPN caddy. Before we step aside, I want to give you about 4 to 6 minutes to come up with, if you're designing the foursome for the match three, because coming off of what we saw yesterday with Brady and Manning and Tiger and Lefty, now, if you were to spin it forward, I'm interested, first of all, if you're going to keep Tiger and Phil around or if you're going to go with a fresh foursome. So what are you doing?
We were talking about goats, right? And so after the success of The Last Dance, how do we not do that again? So Phil Mickelson and Michael Jordan against, because you don't want to put the two goats together. So I want Phil and Jordan, because that'll be fair, against Tiger and Barkley. The only thing is, I don't think Barkley and Jordan have made up yet.
No, there's a problem there.
No, there isn't.
So. What? No, they have a problem with each other right now, don't they?
Yeah, they do, but that, you know, that would make for more compelling TV, a little more interesting smack talk, you know what I mean? Because that means when somebody walks to the car mad at the end, you mad for real.
Going to get Michael, the checkbook?
Michael, I almost feel like on the first tee there would be an NDA that all 3 of the 4 would have to sign on the level of smack talk and where it goes.
Well, see, that's the whole – this is the beauty of something like that, is everybody
has
in that
something
foursome
on someone.
Has something so good where it's like that's – You know what that is? That's the guarantee of, look, I won't launch my big missiles if you don't launch your big missiles.
Absolutely.
Because we would guarantee complete and total destruction, which would be good, but like coming down a stretch, the needles would start getting a little bit sharper. Because it'd be like, all right, if you're up one, I got to say something that's going to lightly get in your head, but won't make you push the big button. But that's where you were asking about other foursomes. Like, we saw how great Justin Thomas was, right? So imagine Justin Thomas and Chris Paul.
Yeah, see, that's where I'm going with this, Michael, is like, how many twosomes could you get to create an event where everyone's mic'd up? Because the one thing that stood out to me yesterday, and you know this better than anyone at our network, is that Phil being mic'd up gave us a real interesting perspective on the intellectual nature of how he views. I enjoyed that.
Yes.
You know, that,
but
like,
it was also
you,
hilarious when Barkley was like, everybody got that one annoying friend that you ask him, you ask him a question, you ask him a simple question and they give you a brain surgery answer. Yep. Like, that actually happened. There's a story of Phil and Bryson DeChambeau, who would, again, be great if he was mic'd up too, but they were playing a practice round at the Masters with Dustin Johnson. And after 9 holes, Dustin was like, I'm out, yo. And they're like, wait, you're not playing the back nine? And he goes, if I listen to you guys anymore, I'm not going to make another effing putt ever. Because I got a headache listening to you guys. Because they got deep in the weeds. So, like, those kind of things. The only problem with that is we have to keep it to a foursome. But this is the perfect opportunity to bring back a Shell's Wonderful World of Golf style.
Yeah.
And for people who don't know what that is, back in the 50s and 60s, the big three, Jack Nicklaus, Arnold Palmer, Gary Player, and somebody else would jump in there and they would play like just a match between the four of them. But they didn't have the technology we have today. So I think, too, being able to have those guys in carts, so it's not a stressful walk. Yeah, and it changes everything. And if they're mic'd up, being able to talk to them while they're on the golf course, I think that's such a fun aspect. And
I enjoyed the alternate shot aspect way more than I did on the best ball.
Yes, well, that was the great thing about that. And we talked about this before the match took place, and I said, like, this is where Phil and Tom are going to shine. And that's actually when we had a break in the weather, so Tom wasn't wearing rain gloves and neither was Phil, and they started making a run. Literally, they birdie 11, they win the 11th hole and had inside 4 feet on both 12 and 13 and missed, and then won the 14th hole. They legitimately could have been one up going to 15, but missed those opportunities. So there was some serious drama, and we saw, like, it got serious that they weren't yapping quite as much when it got down to be within one. And that was great. So we had drama there too. And how ironic is it? The par three, Peyton Manning carries Tiger Woods on the par threes. And the par three that Russell Wilson said, I'll donate 100,000 meals to anyone who hits it inside 12 feet. The only guy who didn't hit it inside 12 feet, Tiger Woods. On his
Michael,
home course.
Michael, did you see the DraftKings odds for that? Plus 5,000 on that hole if Tiger was the furthest away from the hole. Plus 5,000.
Wow. Yeah, see, I would have. That's actually a prop bet that I would have taken and put 30,
me too,
40
pal.
Bucks on.
Me too. I didn't see it till after. I would have been like, yeah, I'll put a little coin on that.
Yeah, if you throw 50 on that, why not? Like, that's
why
a throwaway.
Not?
It's a throwaway
a
50 that could be like, oh, I just got my minivan. Hey, honey.
Yeah.
You
oh, yeah, minivan.
Picking colors. Yeah.
So, all right, so I was listening to a little bit of you guys last night, and this is Taylor Twellman and Michael Collins, and I'm Randy Scott, and we're in for Dan and Stugatz, and the Shipping Container on the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app. And you guys were, I'm sure there was a lot of golf talk, but I was also listening to some of your takes on, and Michael, you brought up a little bit of golf with this as well, on the future of sports here moving forward with regard to fans.
Yep.
And what we do with fans, and whether it's the same, and whether you enjoy it as much, or whether it's even worth doing, or any of that. And I listened to it a couple of times, and I still don't know where you guys significantly disagree. It felt like you were both making like similar arguments, but you had maybe like a style point that was a little different on either side. So, Michael, we're going to accommodate you
for four
segments. For four segments, you're going to stick around. You're going to stick around for 4 seconds.
Because Taylor and I, we are passionate about our disagreement on what's the right thing.
Okay, I don't believe, Mike A., that I have a SportsCenter to read here. I think I've actually hit everything I'm supposed to do.
You don't. So, you actually have one to start the next segment.
So I'm going to do it to start the next one. So we're going to get out, and we're going to get Collins v. Twellman in probably the most friendly disagreement, air quotes, that you're ever going to hear. It's the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
I win.
GEICO has the insurance industry leading app that lets you manage your policy anytime, anywhere, which means that GEICO is always there for you. If only everyone was always there for you. Like animal control, when you're cornered in your garage by an angry possum.
Hi, me again. You guys said you would be here about an hour ago, and I think the possum is starting to get angry. Listen, I thought if I fed it, it would go away, but now it is ripping holes in the drywall and making some sort of nest. Just call me back.
GEICO, always there for you with savings and the industry-leading mobile app.
Don Le Batard.
What would you say, Stugatz? I feel like you misrepresent me all the time. You've been doing this show with me for a long time. What is my viewpoint about coaches? Because I feel like even...
They don't matter at all.
Misrepresentation?
Stugatz.
I don't even know why I bothered asking you.
What do you mean?
This is the Don Le Batard Show with the Stugatz on ESPN Radio.
It's time for SportsCenter on ESPN Radio. In a memo obtained by ESPN's Ariel Helwani, the UFC outlined stricter guidelines for their event on May 30th in Las Vegas. All athletes and fighters will take 2 COVID-19 swab tests prior to competing, once upon checking into the athlete hotel and another time following Friday's official weigh-ins. A memo circulated to teams over the weekend indicated that the NHL was targeting early June for phase 2 of its restart. The new protocols allow for a maximum of 6 players to train at the team facilities at once, with no coaches or other personnel allowed on the ice. Players and staff will be tested for the coronavirus 2 days before they are scheduled to participate and will be tested twice a week afterward. It's brought to you by SportsCenter. It's brought to you by Blue Emu. From one of America's most trusted brands comes a new maximum strength arthritis pain relief cream. Blue Emu maximum arthritis pain relief cream is non-greasy, deep penetrating, and odor-free. Don't let joint pain strike you out. Reach for Blue Emu maximum arthritis cream. Taylor Twellman and Randy Scott, joined once again by ESPN caddy Michael Collins, our all-everything golf insider. We've talked a lot about the match 2 yesterday with Peyton Manning and Tiger Woods and Tom Brady and Phil Mickelson. I want to hear, though, about your guys' disagreement last night, because I don't think it was just about playing in rain gloves. I don't think it was just about the exclusive clubs
the
that
Bundesliga.
You play in.
You have
in.
To say it like that, so Bundesliga.
So walk people through. Yeah, it wasn't about Leverkusen and their attacking style. What was your beef last night? Because I think it was pretty
interesting
civil.
How you two just subtle jab at the whole sport. No, go ahead. No, it's good.
I'm not jabbing at the sport. Dusting off.
Why do you have to say
German accent?
No, you, hold Michael, on. You did. Why do you have to say Leverkusen the way you just said it, Randy?
That's how the Germans said. Don't they say Leverkusen? Isn't that how they say it?
Okay. You're German now?
I thought Randolph? That was how... No, I'm absolutely not. I just thought that's how
No, give Michael the floor first, because that's, Michael okay. does, Paul, he does raise an interesting
now
aspect.
Now I want to hear Randy do his German accent.
Me too. I kind of wanted to.
I think perhaps we should have Collins talk about the Leverkusen. That's mine's more... Yeah, it's very thoughtful.
Yeah.
All right, Collins, go. What was your issue?
Here's where we disagreed. Taylor loved the fact that they pumped in crowd noise into
who did
that the Bundesliga pumped in crowd noise for the last match that was on TV
again with the accent. Okay, go ahead.
And he thought, I know you have to say it that way though. And he thought that that's spectacular and they got to start doing that for all sports. And I'm completely on the opposite side of that. I'm completely on the opposite side. I hated the fact that they pumped in crowd noise. I hate hearing crowd noise when the camera pans from behind the goaltender, the goalie, and you see an empty stadium. And
you see a 70,000 seat stadium with
and
no
there's
there.
Nobody there. And you know what was great about the so I'd never watched Bundesliga before. Bundesliga. I never watched it before. But you know what? I was watching it and I like UFC. I wasn't crazy invested in it, but I am all in now. You know why? Because without fans, I am hearing things that I've never heard before and that you can't when there's fans there. And that was the same thing with football, soccer. when there's no fans and no fan noise, you hear things on the pitch, inside the octagon. You hear things on the basketball court. You're going to hear things that you would never hear before. And our job, one of our edicts as sports media is take fans where they can't go. Guess what? We are living in a world now where fans can't go to events. But guess what? Those fans are not only going to see these events, you're going to get to hear the things that you would have never heard before. And that is amazing. And the fact that they're going, well, let's pump some crowd noise in so we can quell that and not let people, because, you know, there might be some cursing that we hear. No, stop it. Stop. You know what Groa said? I'm sorry that you don't want to be a parent to your kid. I'm sorry that you don't want to have to explain to your kid, yes, those are grown men playing a sport, and sometimes they use bad language, and that doesn't mean it's okay for us to use. Sorry that you have to have that conversation. But you know what? Be a parent. Have that conversation with your kid, and everything will be okay.
All right, Twelman, your beef or your rebuttal to that.
Yeah, it's not a beef, because Michael brings up a very interesting point about the pandemic in the sense that it is a novelty, so you've got to treat it that way, and you can use it as an opportunity to give the viewer something they would never get, which that fundamentally I 100% agree with. However, the sport of soccer has shown us that there's no timeouts. There's no stoppages. There's no behind-the-scenes real stuff. So the first weekend I watched the Bundesliga, that was as dull as it can get. The second weekend I watch it, with sound pumped in just to the broadcast, not the game, it brought something to my viewership, my viewing experience, for lack of a better word. And I was like, you know what? I'm actually okay with this. And then I took it another step further. If we're going to watch 75 NBA playoff games at the Disney Wild World of Sports, and they're going to put up virtual reality of pictures of fans or sponsorships in the stands where players or where fans would be, I don't know if I want to watch 75 games on our network of the NBA playoffs, hearing shoes squeak, hearing Fred Van Fleet take a pick and go, call me off, dude. Like, that's fine. But the fan is going to be bored by it because,
no,
surprisingly
chance.
To me, and this is where Michael and I fundamentally disagreed, is the soccer fan of all the fans is the pickiest. They actually enjoyed the sound being pumped in more than nothing. That threw me off, because then I was like, whoa, 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 whoa. This now means something's off here. Fans actually want to be a little bit, it's optically, it's off. It's odd to see Dortmund's 75,000 seat stadium with no one in there. However, the viewing experience, that's where I disagree. It was better. It was better with the chance.
So you were talking about there was a poll that the Bundesliga that put it out there?
Yeah, the Bundesliga did it because they did it. It's a world feat, right? And they did it. It was 3,800 people voted. It was over 78% voted yes for it.
That's
a small sample size. Don't get me wrong. But the ratings for the Bundesliga, and this is where Michael and I really hit it, was it's over 300% than where it was before the pandemic, because everyone wants it. And Michael, four segments ago, hit the nail on the head with golf and all these opportunities to do it. I promise you guys this, the NFL is going to pump it in.
Right.
The NFL is. We already heard Joe Buck talk about it.
Now, here's the asterisk next to saying that, though.
Asterisk next
to saying that with the 300% is, it was 300% up when they didn't pump sound in. Sound did not make a difference on how many people watched it. And those 3,800 polls, guess what? You don't think any of them were bots? Really? Really?
I don't know that you can do that for a vote. Caddy, listen.
Absolutely,
you're sticking around.
You can do that for a vote. It's easy.
You're going to teach us how to do it, because you're sticking around for the last segment, okay? For one more segment, you're sticking around. First, though, if you're like me, you love a good stat. But there's one stat you probably don't know. That's your vehicle's battery charge. That's why Advanced Auto Parts has free vehicle battery testing and installation with no appointment needed. Battery start at just $79.99. They also have curbside pickup on any order. You enter the code DAN20, that's DAN20, when you buy online to save 20% on your order. Advance your auto at Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest locations. See store for details. So we're going to get the game that Twelman and Mike came up with where it's jerk, cheater, champion. Which notorious athletes who have run afoul of the cheating part of that have we forgiven and why? And it's sort of a Twelman level theory. So we're going to get into that and maybe break down homeschooling with Michael Collins. It's the Dan Le Batard Show on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
It's your home speaking, and I need you to do me a couple of favors. First, could you get that blueberry that rolled under the fridge last week? It's throwing my feng shui off. Second thing, bundle your home and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and we could save money. Lastly, I know you were thinking of painting the nursery back to off-white, but I'm actually feeling this baby blue. Didn't think it was my color, but I am pulling it off.
Geico. For bundling made easy, go to geico.com today.
Dan Le Batard,
who sounds like the friendliest of the monsters here. Is it Al Jefferson? Calais Campbell?
Well, thank you. Thank you. Yes. I'll take that as a compliment.
Yes. Or is it Arvydas Sabonis?
I never have chance to be in the draft.
Stugats!
Very difficult vote. We've never had a poll harder than this one. It's the hardest poll in the history of polling.
This is the Dan Le Batard Show with the Stugats on ESPN Radio.
Back on the Dan Le Batard Show, ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, SiriusXM Channel 80. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN Radio. I don't know how we're going to do this, but if you missed our interview today with Michael Collins, you go check out the entire interview on demand in the Dan Le Batard podcast, brought to you by the Capital One Venture Card. When you earn unlimited double miles on every purchase, your next trip is closer than you think. What's in your wallet? And what I say is, I don't know how you crystallize an hour into one interview with Michael Collins, but you're just gonna have to listen the whole hour, because Michael Collins remains with us. Taylor Twelman, Randy Scott, it is the Dan Le Batard Show. We're in for the guys in the shipping container, and we touched on I think I have a better understanding of your disagreement with the crowd noise. I will say this, I'm not the biggest UFC guy. Like, I'm sort of the bigger the name, the more likely I am to do the pay-per-view. Yep. or whatever, or watch it on ESPN Plus. I'm getting more into it, but the thing that I really enjoy about the broadcast, first of all, John Anik does a great job. Rogan does a great job. Bisping, that whole, Cormier's transitioned really well into it. But I really like when the crowd senses that one of the fighters is circling the drain. Like, one of the fighters is really on his,
yep,
he's circling the drain, and the other one is stalking him and trying to finish him off or her off. And when the crowd is sort of elevates its own game, and you know what I mean? Like, you can hear the crowd rise to it. So to me, certain sports, I think, need that crowd noise more than others. And it sounds, Twelman, like the soccer community is starting to embrace it a little bit, at least if that Bundesliga poll is to be believed. And UFC, I think, is another one. I think baseball can get away without it. I think,
we saw it in spring training in the All-Star games.
Yeah.
Like, think of Major League Baseball spring training All-Star game where you've got the players mic'd up and you get access to that. You also, guys, got to remember, you're comparing a sport that is 90 minutes and it's consistent versus all the other sports that there's multiple stoppages, multiple timeouts. Mm-hmm. That gives you the opportunity of where Michael's bringing up a real point of that access that fans wouldn't get.
Yeah.
It allows that to happen, where soccer, it's very difficult to get any kind of access when players are running 6-7 miles a game. They're breathing out of their rear ends trying to, you know, get their feet under them and all that stuff. That's why soccer becomes difficult. But I can promise you this, the NFL is going to do it. The NFL is going to pump noise 100%, and it's already been revealed by networks because they know the viewing experience is going to be improved by it.
Yeah.
See, without even trying, though, when you were talking about, I don't want to hear sneakers squeaking and what, you've obviously never been to an Orlando Magic game.
Yeah. Well, why would I go?
Exactly, which is why if you do go, guess what? You're not going to hear a crowd. You're going to hear, down low, set that pick, right? Like, this is what I'm saying. Like, there's sports out there we already do. The thing with soccer is, let's be honest, man. Like, people, those fans love singing the songs. You know, you hear, right? And they're singing during the match. But you're not going to tell me that it's not fascinating hearing what the coaches are yelling at the players as stuff is going on. Because for me, as a fan, as a fringe fan of soccer, I like hearing that kind of stuff because then it helps me watch it in a different perspective. And if the goal is to grow the game, then the best way to grow the game for a new fan is to give me a perspective where I go, oh, okay, I wasn't. So that's what those guys are looking at, and that's what they're looking for, and that's how they're directing their players to do it. Like, you're not going to tell me at the Last Dance that you weren't fascinated when Phil was explaining the triangle offense. Like, my wife, who did no, she does not like basketball at all. She was into the explanation of how and why the triangle offense works. So when you hear that kind of inside information without any kind of noise from the sidelines or from the crowd, that kind of stuff is fascinating. Now, okay. Yeah, on football, it might be different because you're going to hear some sideline chatter, and they don't necessarily want that up because they're, you know, they're
protect the shield. Mm-hmm.
But I don't think they need to be afraid of that.
Okay, but I think
they need to.
Collins, when you talk about growing the game, though, as though that's the primary goal, I think right now it's just treading water. You know what I mean? I think right now we're talking about a short-term fix for an unforeseen, you know, problem. And I don't even know if fix is the right word. We're just trying to get
this. This is what makes it so good. Knowing that we can get this now because at some point fans will come back again. At some point they will come back. Then let us have this behind the curtain just for a little bit. Because you know why? It'll be different and we can all learn something and appreciate what these guys do even more.
Taylor's game earlier of how, as we kind of jump back into Lance, very, very, you know what? Very, very quickly. You threw Maria Sharapova out there, Twelman, with this cheater, was it cheater jerk champion argument?
Mm-hmm. I didn't throw it out there. Michael did.
Michael threw Sharapova. Where does she get forgiven in your eyes? I think we're still in the middle of that.
Yeah, not yet. She just, not yet. You know, I was throwing out athletes from other sports. So,
yep.
She's
once again.
And I don't know if she's a jerk or not. So I just was like, once again, cheater champion.
I threw it to Collins with 5 seconds. Dan Levitard Show, ESPN Radio, Collins and Twelman. And me.
Peace.